So the notice of allegations, we'll get to it, Rico. Notice of allegations from the NCAA. Why is it news? Simple. It's the timing. They waited till your season opener, and the 90 days that Michigan has to respond coincides with Ohio State week. They also got it out before the Connor Stallions mockumentary, because I've said to you for weeks now, I don't believe this will be a legitimate documentary, and it's not. Rico has talked to someone who's had an advanced screening of it. We'll get to that in a second. The bottom line is this. We have asked a question to you. I think this show, no matter how you want to slander this show, because Rico and I didn't go to DeVry University, we have kept this in the what will happen, what should happen are two separate things. And I've never told you how you need to feel. You could go and enjoy your playoff run and not care. I never asked otherwise. But the deal you make is, you don't get to say a damn thing. If David goes out and cheats on his wife and three kids, he doesn't get to tell her she can't be angry about it. Not that that would ever happen. David's a wonderful man. The point I'm making is, you don't pay your taxes, you can't tell the IRS not to be mad.
That just made me uncomfortable.
I got you.
David, I got you.
I didn't even want to look at you, David. Look at that man right there.
I have a big one.
And he likes to share. The point I'm making is, I'm kidding. The point I'm making is, you can't not pay your taxes and then tell the IRS how to feel. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about this. The people that have been right about this are very unlikely candidates, meaning highly biased, mortal enemy Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to believe any of it, you have every right to say, guys, no mas, no more. But a Buckeye podcast and a Buckeye website have been on this since fall. Breaking news, presenting evidence, timing, horizons, when things are going to happen. One of them is a podcast called Buckeye Scoop. One's a website called 11 Warriors. You know the equivalents to the Michigan sites or Michigan State sites or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
They have reported, and it sounds like they've had a source inside the NCAA. That's me saying where they would get this information from.
You want me to read it?
Again? Yeah, the minimums in the NOA. I'm asking you, how much faith do you put or validity into this report? I'm on the lower end, just because this would be too glorious.
Yeah, this is from the 11 Warriors minimum acceptable framework from the NCAA's perspective, which includes partial vacations of the 2021, 2022, and 2023 seasons, a two-year postseason ban, loss of recognition of the 2021 through 2023 Big Ten titles and football championships, fines, scholarship reductions, probation, and significant penalties levied against the current and former coaches and staffers. That's according to the 11 Warriors.
So, if you say, nope, those guys are nobodies, I don't believe them, I'm not mad at you. I'd caution you on saying, well, it's gospel. But I can't say it's zero. But once again, I can't allow myself to get into a space of that being true, because it would be actual comeuppance.
Yeah, the last, man, 10 years or so, Mike, it's almost become the more ridiculous the story and the penalties and all that, the more truth that's there, because it's too ridiculous to make up. And these penalties, it leads you to believe that, okay, the NCAA's never done anything like this before, but then you take a step back and you're like, well, no other team has ever done anything like this before. So maybe they're just trying to make the punishment fit the crime. You went out of the box with yours. We're going to go out of the box with ours. And here you go. Here's the solution. And here's what you're going to have. Like I said, out of a scale from 1 to 10, I'm probably at a 6.5 out of 10, just because I got to give these guys credibility. They've been right this entire time. Now, yeah, is it slanted? Is it biased? Do they hate Michigan? Absolutely. Yes and yes. But both things can be true.
Look, it's just a different conversation because, I talked to Costa about this, so I can say it on the air. It's just like Jim's out here going, well, 3-game suspension for Moore and 1-year postseason ban. And I'm like, no vacating of wins? Nah, that doesn't work. John goes 3-game suspension for Moore, and it was like they were throwing the guy in the electric chair. And then Jim is like, well, it can't be all. And John's like, well, I don't know what else you want to do. It was scintillating.
He was basically like, time serve. You know, he've already served some time, and why are we doing this?
No, that was for a recruiting violation.
Oh.
Okay. That's a separate. See, I can't. It's hard to keep your scandals straight. You really do need a pencil and a piece of paper.
Programs.
Program. So that's where we are. And a lot of people want to talk about it, and that's what we're going to do. And Rico, if you want to share what's on that Netflix doc, why don't you do that here? Do it here, and then we're going all calls.
Yeah. So I talked to Lee Thomas from Channel 2. He's an entertainment reporter, so he gets advanced screenings of things.
Okay.
And he said a lot of it is what you thought. It's all about Connor, and it's about the whole how he's gone through this, and they follow him around. So yes, it's very Connor Stallion centric, but he did say there is a point then afterwards where Connor's sitting in front of the NCAA and they're like, hey, Connor, is this you at Central Michigan on the sideline? Huh? Is this you at Central Michigan? Who are we really type of thing? Like he just couldn't answer the question, yes or no. His lawyer kicks in and is like, hey, you know what? Hey, we're done with the questioning here. You know, why don't you guys kind of go find out who this person is? We're not going to help you. So in that aspect, they did show how the NCAA was coming down after him. But yes, it sounds like most of the documentary is what you think. It's just kind of a Connor Stallions and this is what I'm doing. And
which, again, for Michigan fans, you've told me what a nut he is. You tried to turn him into a lone wolf sociopath. Then why would I listen to the words of that man? Because we also know he wasn't a lone wolf. It's why guys like Minner have cooperated. It's why Klinkscale. It's why you let go of Numbnuts, the guy Rutgers wouldn't hire. Patridge. You know, guys, everybody benefited. Okay? It is what it is. So I'm not interested in this documentary tomorrow night because why would I listen to the rantings of a madman? I just want to know. I can't get to the point where I believe the reports out of Ohio State land because it would be, I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned for a blue blood, massive fan base, massive revenue. I would, and especially the way the media covers for them. I mean, Christ, ESPN can't even write a story about the NOA. Every other outlet has. I have a hard time believing.
Maybe it's because too many people at ESPN have something invested. I don't know.
Well, you know my theories on those things. 2485399.
I'm sure Desmond's all over it.
No, you know what's interesting? I'm glad you brought that up. You know, it's fascinating how no one on College Game Day brings this up. I had this sent to me, and it was a fabulous brief read. I want to read something to you.
Quote. Who said it?
The Big Ten used to be about Midwest values, good morals, blue-collar, hard-working people. With what happened at Ohio State, that whole image has been tarnished. There's people in other conferences that are like, wow, what the hell was going on in Columbus, and for how long? I'm always happy to see anybody who cheats the system get caught and get out of the game. June 9th, 2011. That would be the cackling clown ass, Desmond Howard.
Mm.
Weird how the tune changes. Mm. Reminder, Ohio State was selling pants for tattoos. Reminder. That's why I can't take these people seriously, guys. David, ticket text, and then it is all callers.
As a longtime Michigan fan, I just want it to be over and done with. Whatever they do, just do it. Let's do it and move forward. As long as they don't take away our national title or any previous awards. That is from Marlon in Wall Lake.
Marlon, I have no problem with how you feel, but here's the issue. Basically, you want a painless penalty. See, that's the problem. Look, and it doesn't matter. I got 2 decades of credibility with this. If it's my school, your school, I'm going to treat it the same damn way. You can't choose the penalties that don't hurt. Otherwise, they're not penalties at all. All right, let's say they don't vacate stuff. Let's say they don't, whatever. Then what are the penalties? You know, don't hand me scholarships. You just buy kids now. You don't even need a scholarship. Here, you're a walk-on. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, $400,000. So that's not it. You know, is it the postseason ban? Honestly, you're hurting kids who might have had nothing to do with it. No, I think forcing your school to give back stuff, the vacating of the 58 wins that they have proof of your advanced scouting, taking away those things, having the Big Ten follow suit, that's what hurts. Mm-hmm. Because it destroys, and I will give John Jansen credit for this. I will. Fair is my favorite word. John talked about the crystal ball of basically once you break trust, it's hard to get it back. Michigan can no longer talk about how they're leaders and best of anything, that they are just as bad as everybody else. And that's the reality. That's the damage, I think, even if you're a hater like me or a Buckeye or a Golden Domer or maybe whatever, you're a USC fan. The whole point is the penalties have to hurt. Otherwise, what's the cost of actually doing this crap? So that's where it lies.
Yeah, if you only get three games, then what Rico said earlier, you're just giving everybody else carte blanche. You'd be like, that's all you get?
Right. If I'm Georgia, if I'm Alabama, if I'm LSU, if I'm Texas, okay. You just took the guardrails off. I'll take three games, and we'll move on. Yeah, you're going to, because the crime was so egregious, and it was systematic, like, that's where. It's not that, well, everybody knows everybody else's place. Yeah, that's you had a guy on the sidelines of Central Michigan. Once again, it kind of goes to that. That was so ridiculous, I didn't believe it. That's not him. No, it's him. Okay, guys, that's Photoshopped.
It's insane.
But if you think about it, the more ridiculous the stories have been, they've been true.
Yeah.
Like, Mel Tucker, like, no, he did not do that. Not with that person of all people. No, he actually did. Wow. So, yeah, that's why when it comes to this, I'm going to give them some credibility because it sounds like there's no way the NCAA is going to do that.
Well, and again, the NCAA, the problem is it could all be over with if Michigan just would have cooperated, which they refused to do the whole way. Then they rub their booty in their face. You had the school president, you know, doing his pom-pom routine.
Bet.
All of it. It's just.
Bet.
Again, I'm cynical. I struggle to believe that anything in this world is truly just. But the timing of what the NCAA is doing, maybe these guys are right. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not trying to, you know, do the Stoney routine. I really don't know how I'm supposed to feel about it.
No, Mike, I understand. I get it. It's just one of those, it's a head scratcher, but the more ridiculous the stories, like I said, hey, that's Connor Stallions on your Central Michigan sideline. Guys, no, look,
impossible.
It's not him. No, the spyglasses. No. Wow. This is all true.
Oh, right. And the coach who helped him get there is from U of M. No, no way. Like all of it. Great to the people. And I appreciate your patience, guys. It's just a lot to sort through. And look, I don't know what to believe, but it's been tough. These guys have been on point, but the penalties sound so severe. It's like, there's no way, right? But it comes out a day before the Connor Stallions mockumentary, which Rico's given you an advanced screening. How much credence do you put into it? And if you have a penalty in mind, you feel free, but it can't just be from the pile of things that don't bother you. That's those aren't penalties. Let's go to Fred, 97.1. Freddie, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Good. What's up?
So I really don't care if you know, Michigan gets punished, if they don't. I'm not a fan of them. I don't hate them, don't like them. But do you think it's possible that the NCAA is just kind of biding their time to build up a bigger case to punish Michigan? You know, I mean, because it's like, they're not going to do the death penalty again, but they had no problem punishing another large program like Miami, and look how long it's taken Miami to finally become nationally recognized again.
Go ahead.
I know that the NCAA loves, they definitely pick and choose which coaches that they like to punish. I mean, Bill Self, I know it's a different sport, but Bill Self, he could commit anything. And
I know.
He's going to get away with it for the most part. I mean, he'll get punished in a slap on the wrist, but he's never going to get anything too severe. So I didn't know if maybe it's just because it's Harbaugh that they're going to build up a bigger case. I don't know. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm not for or against. I just want to get you guys' opinion on it.
Go ahead, Rico.
I would say this, Fred. I think that if there was ever going to be a bigger case, it's right here, right now. I don't think you're going to get anything bigger from Michigan. So this
have we,
is,
have we found Matt Weiss's computer?
No, we. You know what? We have not.
Did Blake's lawyers ever get back to us about the LLC?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's in the documentary either.
Of course it wouldn't be. I'm sorry, because I've been told that Connor was so independently wealthy. Well, then why would he need all these shadow LLCs and selling broken vacuums? Like, pick your side. I can do it whatever way you like. Mm-hmm. But no, I think when you deliver a notice of allegations that they have their case and they're going to roll with it. And I will believe it when I see it, when it comes by way of meaningful penalties. That's all I can tell you. I just don't have a lot of faith in the execution of it. I think we all know Michigan did.
No, but after you go a certain ways, like even the caller said, I mean, back in the day, Miami was all that, and the NCAA was like, yeah, you're running a rogue program. We're just going to have to shut this
down. But factually speaking, once again, I don't want to defend Michigan fans, but let me say this on their behalf. The NCAA also pummeled Penn State for something that was an off-field situation, an abhorrent one, but off-field. The NCAA was accused and I believe sued for overreach. Look, the NCAA is inconsistent. They are unpredictable. I'm not mad at any Michigan fan who doesn't like the NCAA. The problem is if you're not going to look in the mirror, then you don't get to be mad about your neighbor. Let's go over to Dustin, 97.1. Dustin, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. I'm sorry that took so long, man. Apologies.
No, I understand. But I do have to take you guys to task a little bit here. First of all, the 11 Warriors, I believe you're quoting a random poster, not even a staff member on 11 Warriors. And
who's
also
been right about everything, though, Dustin? That's the problem.
No, he hasn't. Name one thing, Mike, he's been right about.
The timeline? How it's going to come down?
Okay, let's go to the timeline. He was right that the formal NOA was going to drop soon. He said possibly an extra week. You never know how long these things take. Well, when the draft gets dropped a month earlier and you leave yourself a week window, it's to be right, it's not too hard. Not to mention, he said that the formal NOA would be a lot more damning, would have a lot more information, and that the draft was just a very partial of just a piece of it. And then it's been reported everywhere, all the journalists have said that the formal NOA is pretty much exactly what the draft was.
Hold on. Now, it was Pete Thamel or Dan Wetzel. One of the two had said it is different.
I think Thamel said it. It's virtually the same. Nothing major changed. I mean, there could be a little, dot I.
So, Dustin, we can get to the end of the line, and you say you don't believe any of it. I'm inclined not to believe it. So that's
The biggest thing is, my biggest concern is that you take a random poster off 11 Warriors. You take a podcast that is basically a tabloid podcast. They have a guy that's been ran off message boards called Savannah Buck. That was his name. He got ran off a message board, so he was paying players trying to get information, and a former player.
Right. So, hold on. So not all that different from us putting the play-by-play guy on in the morning.
No, absolutely. No, I'm not saying any. But what I'm saying is, if John came and says, I know what the NCAA is going to do, then he should be ridiculed, just like I'm ridiculing what you're saying. You're
That's fine.
Putting reliance on it.
It's not reliance, Dustin. Dustin, hold on. Now, the one thing, hold on. Relax.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere, neither are you. Just chill out.
Hey, I appreciate you for letting me talk.
No, of course, man. Look, understand something. This is a conversation point. I have said, if you believe zero of it, that is more than fine. But it is not going to be this thing like, Dustin, this morning I'm listening to, Jim and John do this three games for Sharon Moore thing. It's like, huh?
And Dustin, Dustin, hold on.
I see that point of view, too. I think it's wrong because, I mean, I talked to, but you go to bucknuts.com or whatever, and they say, oh, I hope Buckeye Scoop is right, but they're not. They throw stuff against the wall. They're 90% of the things that they say is wrong. They don't even believe it.
Dustin.
So they desperately want to believe it. I just think it was wrong to use those two sources as a potential
talking point.
Okay, Dustin.
That's fine.
Does this mic work? Dustin, you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, thank you. What I am saying is this. The reason why I'm at 6.5, because I don't care what they say, but what I have found out over the past few years is a lot of big time stories have broken on message boards, and it sounds ridiculous. And then all of a sudden the details come out and you're like, wow, somebody had this information the whole time. But because they don't have, their last name isn't Wetzel or Thamel, we just discredit them.
you're absolutely right. And it's more and more. You're starting to see that more and more. And I think that's what happened at the very beginning. I think Bill Green, who's an Ohio State writer, and a few other on the Ohio State side, they let everyone know that this big thing was coming out about Connor Stallions and Michigan cheating scandal. People were like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And they right. pretty much had the story before everyone else. And Ohio State did have the story before everyone else. I have no qualms at the beginning. But about knowing about the NCAA and the penalties, I think it's a little bit of fan fiction that we're spreading.
And that's what it feels like, Dustin. That's what it feels like to me. And look, if you didn't like my choice of words, I'm not above criticism. But that's fine. I'm not mad about it. Cool. I made a mistake.
You
then.
Guys, hey, Mike, you're one of the most talented. I disagree only when you talk about Michigan because I'm a Michigan fan. you and Rico, no matter how much you try to be even, Steven, we know that hatred just still.
Oh, it's sometimes. There, Dustin. Oh, believe yeah, me, yeah. I could buy you a drink and I'd still tell you I hate your football team. But I do try to treat my team the same way. But make no mistake, I cannot live in a world where those penalties are actually happening because my mind would be blown. I would need 3 days.
You know what it is? It kind of reminds me of years ago, David, close your ears. Uh-oh. But no, it was like when the Michigan Hoop team took on that NJIT and now they're like, they're going to lose. Like, there's no way they're going to lose.
Not possible.
There is no way. I don't even know where the school is.
And
I don't know what the mascot is. I don't know anything. Kenny, it was probably the most Googled school ever. And then they lost and it was like, are you kidding me? And that's kind of how this feels. Like, wait, it's not can't possible. Be this. We'll wait and see.
Yeah. And again,
we'll let it play out.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Hatchy, give me a few of the ticket texts coming in. We've been rapping about it. I mean, again, we're having a little fun because Lord knows you can't get any Michigan writer to write anything about it. But the whole point is, Notice of Allegations is out. And you're hearing a lot of the whispers from some Buckeye blogosphere and podsphere. And we're having some fun with it because they've been right about a lot. And if they're right about this framework of penalties that is being listed, first of all, I can't arrive there. My mind would be blown. But it's fun to talk about because I think the NCAA was purposeful in what they just did before the Stallions documentary, and your 90 days to respond would be Monday morning breakfast the week of Ohio State. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you, oh, well, what will the penalties be? I have no idea. What should they be is a different conversation.
No, the 90-day thing is interesting because if you fight this thing and you appeal, then yes, the decision will probably come back that week. So that's what's going to be talked about. Not the week of the game and how this could affect you, but that should be the first question, but it probably won't. It'll be who's going to be the quarterback.
Dave in Grand Blanc says, Mike, Rico, the Block M makes the member schools money, makes the network's money. If you burn U of M down, the conference is worth less. But that's a Purdue guy's opinion.
But here's the thing. I think that's a lazy opinion. And it's not anything against Purdue guy. I've heard a lot of people saying Michigan makes them too much money. Guys, the checks have already been written. The money's there. It's like baseball. If no one shows up to watch the Tigers don't care. They've already gotten your money. Season ticket packages, you've already paid for this stuff. So when people say, well, Michigan makes them so much money, and you've done that already, thank you so much. We have the check. Now we can go ahead and do whatever we want to do. But to make them seem like you can't touch them because they're the golden child, no, there's other schools out there that can make just as amount of money. Ohio State can, Oregon can. There's schools out there. So yes, you're a valuable member of the Big Ten, but you're not that valuable. You're not as valuable as you think you are.
I stand with Purdue, Pete. I agree with Rico's principle. I just don't agree with the scumbags at the network and how the NCAA works.
Who knows the network better than me? You've blamed me for everything.
I know it's true.
You can't pick. You can't. Both things can't be true here, Mike.
I'm just acting.
If it's my fault that we ruined this,
I'm just acting like
you
a
have
Michigan
to stand
fan. I get
with
to say
me.
Whatever I want.
You have to stand with me.
All right.
Stand with me.
David, go ahead.
I love it. Why isn't the national media following the money on this case? How did Stallions finance this? And will we ever get an update from Corm's attorney on his involvement?
Because here's the thing. Here's why I don't think a lot of people want to follow the money, because you may find out something. And then you're going to have to report something you don't want to say. You're going to have to all of a sudden bring down.
What else is the function of investigative reporters?
Bruh, that ended a long time ago.
Okay.
Because now it's all about, yuck yucks, and I'm on campus, and here I am, and I got the exclusive. So, yeah, investigative reporting, gone.
Okay. That's fine. I guess if, like, okay, case in point. How many people write about college football? I mean, wouldn't there be a story that could make a career if you crack the code on this?
Right, but
it's amazing to me. It really is.
But if you go outside the circle, you're going to be deemed a pariah, and people are going to be like, oh, you're just doing this. It's sensationalism. You're doing it for clicks. And we've given up the truth for everybody to like you. So that's what happens. If you go outside the cult.
I guess I missed that memo.
If you go, Mike, if you do, I mean, think about it. The first person that writes that story, oh, no, you know this. It can't be true. This is agenda driven. It's coming from a rival fan base, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe it's just the truth.
Here's an idea. Well, hold on. So you got a beat writer. You got people who cover Michigan football as their sole beat. Where are they? You don't need to be friends with these people. Who cares? Access. What access? Who the hell's reading a game story?
You won't find out who the starting quarterback's going to be.
Great. And then you just do what everybody does. I can confirm from the 17 people who have already said something that something is something. Like, the reality is it's football. You're not curing cancer. This isn't the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah, but they'll tell you, well, we're busy working on this other story. It's like, okay, but this.
No, you're right. But that's what happens. That's why I stopped caring and I laugh at all this. It's stupid. All of it is stupid. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
It is such a circus nowadays.
It's just ridiculous.
It really is.
I mean, look at it. You get that idiot Desmond Howard on national TV, and it's like, hey, Des, here's what you had to say about this. Where are you at with this?
He's a great information source.
Okay. Well, you're number one.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was a long time ago. And, you know, of course you're going to bring that up, Sparty. And then he gaslights you and he flips the table. And it's just like, we stopped talking about what he actually said. And it's where you went to school. And it's tribalism.
My question for Michigan fans is, if this was Ohio State, what would you want the punishment to be?
Let's see. Castration. Orbital ramming.
But wait.
Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Wait, you mean the Block O doesn't have some type of prestige when it comes to college football and the NCAA? You mean the Block O doesn't make money?
Michigan fans wanted Tressel out of the sport. They wanted Urban gone because his assistant was a scumbag. Like, please, you know what it would be. That's why I always laugh about it. These fans act like this is some absurd behavior that people who don't like you don't want good things for you.
So let me get this straight. The same people that said that Urban Meyer should have known who he hired and who was on his staff and correct. What he was doing.
But not Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
when he had the crazy wide receiver coach.
Who Zach was doing, Smith.
Yeah, doing all that stuff. And it's just like, oh, well, see, that's a lack of institutional control right there.
Meanwhile, the headline of the NOA is a consistent, like, a culture of noncompliance.
But, you know, Sparty Radio.
Nah, we stink. I mean, who cares? Of course I'm upset. My team's terrible. We don't run the touchdown play.
If you want to hear Wolverine Radio, Odyssey Rewind, just go back to 6 o'clock this morning. There you go. It'll make you feel good about yourself. You can talk about restaurant etiquette.
David, he kind of said it all. What do you want from me?
People would 100% delete messages if they overreacted and thought, I don't want to be associated with this guy. They have the messages, so why would he say there is nothing to it if there isn't?
Well, first of all, I don't think the contents of those messages will ever go public. Second of all, you're right, he probably panicked. Now, what would cause the panic? And second of all, if I'm not associated with someone, why am I texting them 52 times? It's not five, it's 52. The whole not a court of law thing, as stupid as it is that we made a song about it, it's the truth. Sharon, I got you on video standing, this guy's standing next to you feeding you stuff. And it ain't popcorn. That's it. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. Duck, meat, quack. That's it. Mm-hmm. And magically, Michigan had every answer at every turn for three straight years.
Yeah.
But here's where I don't have faith that the Buckeye sphere is going to be right. Because if the NCAA didn't so much as interview Sonny Dykes or the TCU coaching staff, who apparently did the reverse of the reverse of the reverse, and Michigan's cheating is what got them in trouble, then how serious is that investigation? Why wouldn't you talk to TCU and go, teach us? According to Sonny Dykes, they never interviewed. That just seems weird to me. I've never believed major penalties would come out of this.
See, I don't think they wanted to go that deep with it. I think they just wanted Michigan to say, hey, guys, come on. Come on. Don't make us do our job. You're going to make us do our job, aren't you?
Don't make your father raise his voice. 248
I will turn this car around.
248-539-9797. We'll get a little football in the mix. We'll get some NFL as well. Ah, yes. DJU.
Well, week zero is in the books, Mike.
It is.
We're going into week one, and because of what happened in week zero with the upset.
Yeah.
I mean. So we're going to talk about upset possibilities for week one.
Cash the ticket gave you G-Tech plus 11 and a half.
Oh, my.
I
know.
DJ, I got some underdogs I like this
David,
week.
He's double jointed. Able to pat himself on the back. Hey, now.
So let's start with a couple here. Under the radar looks for week one. Hawaii, a plus 13 and a half at UCLA.
Yes.
And Florida Atlantic, plus 11 and a half at Michigan State.
Go with the first one. When teams have already played a game and you play a team that hasn't played, they covered an over 60% rate. Hawaii showed nothing against Delaware State. Timmy Chang, they are going to grip it and rip it. And UCLA stinks. You giving me what, 13 and a half?
Yes.
Give me the bows. As far as Michigan State, I couldn't advise betting 5 cents on the game. Rico said this pre-show. There's over 100 new players between the two teams. I have no... Right. I don't even know who these people are.
You need to call the number if that's the case. Because, seriously, it makes it difficult to know, okay, what's the offense going to be? What's the defense going to be? You got two new quarterbacks. Like, there are so many unknowns. This is one, David, where it's better to just walk away.
That's right.
And pick these teams up in week two or three when you at least have a base of what they're going to be.
And for all the hype about Aiden Childs, it's his first career start. I have no idea what to expect. He might be terrible. Who knows?
So next two games on the list include a North Dakota in South Dakota. So North Dakota State will have plus 9.5 over Colorado. That is Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yep.
And then you have South Dakota State plus 10 over Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I would lean on choice B. I think choice A has been too popular. I think everybody and their mommy wants to see Colorado lose, and usually public dogs get slaughtered. Mm-hmm. I think the second one's interesting because Mike Gundy, he doesn't care about the non-conference. All he cares about is Big 12 play. Last year, they got dump trucked by South Alabama in Stillwater. Uh-huh. I would lean on grabbing the 10 there on the second
one. And I would say, yeah, because Colorado has heard all the hatred. Nobody likes them anymore. They're going to come up with a game plan like they're getting ready to play for the national title game in this first game, David. They'll go out there, they'll cover, they'll win, and then Deion will invite everybody to his press conference and say, ask me all the questions that you want. Coach Prime is back and Colorado's back. I would stay away from that because I think that they're going to treat this game like the Super Bowl.
Now, the side they're telling you to take here doesn't make any sense to me, so we could talk about that.
What?
But if North Carolina minus one at Minnesota, here's why it doesn't make sense to me. The Tar Heels are 1-3 on the road in their last season, and Minnesota's 5-2 in home openers under PJ Fleck. So don't you take the other side, plus one, Minnesota?
I don't know Minnesota's quarterback. He's an FCS kid. It depends if he's any good or not. I think the spread looks very weird to me.
David, this is going to be a common thing for week one. Really, it's go with the devil that you know. Go with the team with the quarterback that you've seen play before. Because if it's a new quarterback with a new team and a new system with a new coach, yeah, you may be lighting your money on fire. So
I also like year two for coaches. You know, you come in and there's this acclimation period in the new world of college football, like Stanford. I think Stanford's going to be interesting this year. Year two of Troy Taylor. He runs a very unique offense that he brought from Sacramento State. Like, I think they're interesting against TCU on Friday night. They run that delay mesh point stuff, slinging it all over the yard. If you didn't watch Stanford last year, this ain't David Shaw. That takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Stanford, but you're right. They are different.
Yeah. There ain't no fullbacks on a roster no more.
So West Virginia went 9-4 last season. So take them plus 8.5 over Penn State.
100%. Hard place to play. It's on the road. You saw it earlier this weekend with SMU at Nevada. First game, they looked like they didn't practice all summer. You know, beating someone is one thing. Covering a big number is another. I think West Virginia, you take the points and you hope that Penn State's offense still looks like, well, Penn State's offense.
So, Mike, what would you do? David, real quick, what would you do with this game? Illinois State,
I'm out.
Plus 22.5 over Iowa.
No. The answer's no. I keep scrolling. I don't. No. I admit this. You know, David asked a choice A or choice B involving two 1AA teams. I don't get involved in it. Stuff. Okay. I'm not the right guy to ask. I don't have a power rating on the Illinois State Redbirds.
Just say Iowa, you know, basically.
Yeah, I know.
It's can Illinois State score a touchdown?
I'll pass, buddy. You're on your own.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Next on the list here, Florida plus 2.5 over Miami.
Nope.
Saturday at 3.
Two words for you, Graham Mertz. No. This is Miami's year. It's time for Mario Cristobal to go win a big game. But second of all, David, there are two underdogs I really like, and you haven't brought them up yet.
What would that be, Mike?
Campbell and Liberty.
No, absolutely not. That's Cookie's favorite team, Liberty. The old sit-in-the-corner team.
I got it. USC?
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes. USC plus 4.5 against LSU.
And?
Come on, do
UNLV.
It. Yes.
1 point favorite. 1 point underdog. Houston.
The go-go offense. Ricky White is there. They got two superstars from the FCS level that are much more known than Minnesota's. Haj Malik Williams, the kid from Campbell, who's basically Lamar Jackson. The other kid is that Matt Luska kid from Holy Cross. They should have beat Army and BC last year. And they run the go-go offense.
Okay.
And Houston blows. Give me the Rebs.
So then why is Houston favored by one?
Because it's a Big 12 team versus some ass Mountain West team on the road.
Yeah, they see the conference over the conference. Yeah,
and it's a road game, right? I mean, come on. We're not at Allegiant Stadium. We don't have the Rebel Roller out there.
Notre Dame plus 3. A&M.
That was another one on here.
It's gotten to a point where you'd have to take Notre Dame. Like when it was A&M minus 1, A&M. Laying a field goal. I do expect that to be a... I can't wait to watch that game. Okay, as much as I hate college football, that's a game I can get.
No, as Cat Williams would say, no. Go cut your grass, sir.
No.
Leave college football alone.
That is your college football week 1 blitz.